and gentlemen, may I direct your attention to something quite extraordinary?
Chris, the Herons are back. And we got messy.
Well, what's going on? What? Where is the information?
I guess we're getting ready for a sister kissing fiesta.
I felt like we were playing a 2-8. It was just a 2-8.
Let me tell you, Danny is about to get destroyed in the chat. So you
are we kissing sisters, Chris?
And maybe stepsisters, but not regular sisters. I've done a little bit of research on him. When it comes to FIFA, this guy's 68.
We're going to have the greatest player of all time on the team. If there's a time to believe, it's now.
It looks like a heron shat all over it. So you guys are literally getting excited for a rank 65 player on FIFA 23. We got some pretty good FIFA cards on our squad now.
You gotta understand, Kevin. This is how we scout our players here on the show.
Just look at FIFA cards.
No question about it. I am ready to get hurt again.
Chris, the Herons are back. Welcome, everybody, to episode number 162 of the Battle Herons podcast. I am your host, Daniel Granada, and alongside me, as always, Mr. KBD. How are you doing, sir?
Well, it's a Monday, baby. Happy Monday to everybody. Yes. Happy Monday to all. And I love that shirt, by the way. Danny, where'd you get it?
Oh, thank you. BatteredFans.com, sir. Whenever you'd like. You want some original stuff? BatteredFans.com.
Yeah, man. Come on, guys. Step it up.
Yeah. All right. By the way, Pablo, I've been here since 9 a.m. Yes, apparently, when I set up the program, I had put 9 a.m. instead of 9 p.m., and randomly saw some comments of people waiting on the show to start at 9 a.m. So my fault. I apologize for that. Not sure how that happened, but I was setting up a few shows for today. So my apologies for those of you that joined at 9 a.m. But I appreciate that because that means you have your notifications on. So good job, guys. And if you haven't already, put notifications on so you're notified when we're coming on.
Guys, I promise, again, I'm going to fix the wall. You guys got to give me time. Guys,
how much
gotta
time?
Give me time.
How much time?
You guys got to order the stuff.
How much time for Diego Gomez? How much time until you fix your wall?
Listen, I got to deal with people delivering packages and stuff. I got to deal with the logistics, people packing my stuff in boxes. By the way, happy birthday to Anton John. So happy birthday to you, my friend. I don't know how old you turn, but you know what? Happy birthday. Every day that you wake up is a beautiful day, especially if it's your birthday.
Every day above ground is a good day for sure.
And and I wanted to just mention, of course, Yuta Yakumar is mentioning killer t-shirt. And yes, Mr. Krabs, I'm back to wearing a shirt with no sleeves. That's my life. I mean, you can ask Danny. He's known me for 25 plus years. Yes. Like, this is how I was born.
My wife and I, we always have a little wager whenever we go out with Chris, and we wager, is Chris going to have sleeves on today or not? And usually the over is on the no sleeves because he refuses to wear sleeves. He lives in cutoffs. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
And Sir Octi is mentioning that, yo, Danny is trying to beat the allegations with that shirt, which he is.
You know what? You know what's funny? Because there was a comment on YouTube, and we're going to get into Miami talk, but let me just say this real quick. There was a comment on YouTube, and I see it all the time on the chat, where they keep saying, like, oh, Ronaldo wouldn't have won us a champ. I don't care about Ronaldo. Like, I don't know why does Ronaldo keep being brought up? I don't care about that guy. Yes, I do support Real Madrid, but I am more of following the club than the players. I don't care about him. Once he left and went to Juventus, I promise you, I didn't watch one Juventus game. I didn't watch one game in Saudi Arabia. I don't care about the guy. I don't. So, but I do like Real Madrid, yes, 100%. And I know that's why you guys like to kill me. But stop bringing up Ronaldo. I don't care about. And honestly, if you look at my closet with all my Real Madrid jerseys, the majority of them have Sergio Ramos on the back because Sergio Ramos was my favorite player, which I'm still hoping he somehow ends up on the team. So please stop bringing up Ronaldo when you insult me. Like, insult me, that's fine, but stop bringing up Ronaldo.
So they don't make no-sleeve guayaberas. I've checked. So, and Taimanin is mentioning Danny drinking yerba mate, the messy tea. We actually might have a video up soon of somebody making some tea.
Yeah, you know what? I didn't know what I didn't know what mate was. And then Solana, I was talking to Solana, and he explained it. And to the point where, oh, please, don't do that. Don't do that, me. No, stop. Stop it. No Ramos slandering on this show. I didn't know that mate was basically just tea. I had no idea. Yeah, I had no idea what it was. And mate. So I'm going to have to try it out soon. Solana said he'd put me up on it. So we'll see. Yeah.
And I didn't paint. Yeah. I didn't paint the wall, guys. I didn't paint the wall. And I do. I mean, I guess you could say I have the guayabera because you can't see it. It's pure white. So, and it's funny because the mate is tea. It's essentially tea. Like, I don't know, man.
I had no idea.
I wouldn't drink tea. Like, I'm not sick. I'm not sick. I'm not going to drink tea. It's like people that eat soup. Do you guys eat soup when you're not sick? Because if you do, you're fucking weird.
Depends on what kind of soup.
No.
Broccoli cheddar?
No. How about no? How about
broccoli cheddar? You wouldn't eat broccoli cheddar?
I mean, I guess.
But you don't do that when you're sick.
I don't drink any soup unless I'm sick.
Oh, I don't like soup, period. So I guess I'm the wrong person to talk to about this.
So...
All right. We somehow started the show gas bagging. All right. Yeah. So here we go. Before we get into Miami talk, I did want to touch real quick. 2-0 USA Nations Cup champs third time and beat Mexico once again. It's no longer a rivalry because it's kind of like the Inter Miami and Orlando where like it's like almost not fun anymore because they're beneath us. So but yeah, I was wondering. I don't know if Chris, if you had a chance to watch the game at all, but they had a couple stoppages. Towards the end of the game for what supposedly were homophobic slurs. Now, I haven't been able to get to the bottom of exactly what it was that they were saying. Maybe somebody in the chat can enlighten me.
Racial slurs.
Right. Well, but I understand that. But from my understanding up until this point, until somebody in the chat corrects me, they just kept saying puto. I don't feel like that's enough to stop a game. Like my favorite chant at Chase Stadium is when La Familia starts chanting hijo de puta to the referee when he messes up. Like, that's my favorite chant. Like, I don't see puto, as far as my understanding, and maybe Colombians, you know how some countries do think certain words mean something different. In Colombia, that means bitch. That's what it means. And I don't think that's a homophobic slur. At least that's not my understanding. So I thought that it was a little weird that they stopped the game for that. Am I wrong on that?
Well, Timonen is mentioning whenever Turner kicks the ball, they shout that. So, I mean, I guess I can see that.
I guess, but if you start kicking people out for what they say to the refs, Chris will lose his season tickets immediately because Chris is relentless when it comes to the opposing goalkeepers.
Yeah, I'm pretty bad. And my son is unfortunately carrying on the legacy of screaming and shouting and insulting the goalie. I have to kind of like bring him down to earth, but he's carrying it with fire, baby. And Leonardo Fernandez is saying the problem is they scream puto every time the goalie kicks the ball.
Specifically?
Yeah, yeah. Well, okay. Yeah, technically, yeah, it could be seen as a prostitute. Yeah, a puta. But they're calling him a puto.
I guess. I don't know. So he's like a I thought it was really weird that they stopped it. When I first heard that they stopped it, I was like, oh, that's classless. And let me be clear. A lot of the crap that the Mexican fans were doing, like throwing stuff at the players when they were celebrating a goal and stuff, uncalled for. If you want to stop it for that, I understand. But I thought that stopping it for puto was really weird. That's just me. I don't know. I thought it was weird that they would stop it for that specific chant.
And they kept on mentioning racism though, like they kept on mentioning racism slurs, race. Like I saw some racism stuff on Twitter. I was like, ooh, okay, what's happening here? But then I started looking into it, and then a lot of people just kept saying puto and puta and puto, and it's like, okay, so is it race or is it? I mean, what is it?
Now, Alexis Lalas had an interesting point on Twitter where he said that he understands why they're trying to stop the games to make a point, but he also said that it's counterproductive because it's almost giving the fans too much power because now they know, well, we're about to lose anyway. Let's take over this game. Let's stop this game. Let's make these chants, and they're going to force them to stop the game. It's almost like you give the fans control. Yeah. So I do think that it is counterproductive, I guess, to a sense. And then Adarsh, what are you guys talking about? So yesterday, the USA played against Mexico in the Nations League's Cup final. Okay. And that's a tournament that we have here in this side of the country, to this side of the world. And USA, Mexico played in the final. USA was up 2-0 late in the game. And this is going to be the third time that they beat Mexico for that championship. And the Mexican fans started chanting a specific word, apparently. This is what I heard. They were chanting the word puto. My understanding, puto, allegedly. It's almost like calling somebody a bitch. But, you know, different places of the country might say something else.
Well, it's like Francisco says in the and he says puto in Mexico is gay, but for example, here in Colombia, we say marica in every everyday language. Okay. It has lost its meaning because tons of Colombians are just sprinkling marica in every like three words.
But marica, I do think marica is a homophobic slur. That does make sense to me. But yeah, okay.
Well, I just
thought that it was weird, and I thought that Alexis Lalas made a great point where he said it was giving the fans way too much power. And I had never considered it until he said that. And I was like, you know what? That's true. Because now whenever they want to stop a game, they just start chanting stuff like that and stop that game. What they need to do is somehow ban those fans from attending, which I don't know how they would do that either. But
well, and that's a very tough thing. That's a very tough situation. I mean, Skylar's mentioning it, just leave politics out of conversation. I'm tired of politics. This shit. It's not really politics, but like I get what you're saying, Skylar. Like, you know, it's going to make a lot of people uncomfortable, just depending, I guess, on the perspective and the personality of whatever the person is thinking or feeling. Pablo Golazo with a beautiful chime in. Marica also means an Orlando fan. You are accurate, my friend. Yo, parce.
All right. So that's enough. Although it wasn't politic talk, but that's enough. USA, I feel like Jamaica and Canada are much more rivals now than Mexico, because Mexico soccer is the worst that it's looked in a very long time. But I did want to touch up on the game. Shout out to Tyler Adams on that. Did you watch that goal, that missile?
Oh, my God. That was amazing. Yeah, that was amazing. And what, he hasn't had like a start in like a bunch of games? Like, that's great.
Well, he was injured. He was injured. Yeah. All right. Now, going from one rivalry to the next. So Inter Miami, obviously, we got our butts kicked on Saturday by the Red Bulls.
Yes.
I know a lot of people said they didn't care because we're going to lose games. I thought it felt almost unacceptable because we had superior talent on our roster and the Red Bulls were missing five starters. But one thing that did happen, and real quick, let me just address this. Adarsh, Messi injury, my understanding, he's better. But he's probably not going to play the NYCFC games from what I've been hearing, and that he'll probably play the Monterrey game on April 3rd.
They're going to save him for that game for sure.
Oh, yeah. So we got our butts kicked 4-0. And what ended up happening was that everybody was really happy that Inter Miami lost 4-0, right?
Yeah.
And what I started seeing was people like this guy here. He put Miami down 4-0 with no Messi. You're welcome, MLS. Now, that's a picture of that guy, Lucas, that fouled Messi in that first game in Nashville. I'm assuming what he's getting at is that he is suggesting or putting out there that he believes that Messi is injured because of that foul, right? That's why he would put that picture of Lucas up there and then follow it up with you're welcome.
Yeah.
Now, my favorite part of this guy, Denzel of Nashville, mistakenly labeled Denzel, this clown. My favorite part of this was that just a couple of hours later, he's talking about his own team now. This team really sucks, man. And then you go ahead and you lose 5-0. So I just wanted to put this clown out there because this is what happens when you talk shit. He was clowning on us for losing 4-0. They went ahead, lost 5-0. So go ahead. And I mean,
and get Orlando City.
There you go. Get 145 by LA. So that was I enjoyed. I enjoyed that because he was having a lot of fun with the 4-0. He ended up getting five put on his team. So there you go. Nashville sucks, Trashville, whatever you want to call them. And then we move on.
He saw himself at the end of a bottle of liquor at some point that night, right? Like talking all that crap about Inter Miami. throwing up a picture of this clown, and then for sure gets his ass kicked 5-0. I mean, he's down in a whole bottle of moonshine in the back of a pickup, right? Mm-hmm. And maybe that's a little too cliche. Maybe not a pickup. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
All right. Now, next. We've been talking about first right of refusal for a while now. You didn't get it for Champions Cup. Did you receive the email?
I did receive an email. I haven't looked at it in the details or anything, but right now I see that you're posting an image of it. For those of you on audio, Danny just posted up a little image, I guess, from an email. Leagues Cup, recent announcement regarding Leagues Cup schedule. Inter-Miami CF will be playing Club Puebla at Chase Stadium on Saturday, July 27th at 8 p.m. You, as a season ticket member, will be receiving communication in the coming weeks regarding opting out of your seats for this tournament. Please be on the lookout for email communicating regarding the opt-out process if you're not looking to purchase your exact seats for Leagues Cup. Kind regards.
Now, I don't remember how the terminology was last year. I thought it was kind of weird that they said opt-out instead of opt-in. Like, they're basically saying, like, this is going to be so expensive that you just let us know that you don't want it. But maybe that's the terminology that's always used for first right of refusal. But it does look like we're going to get first right of refusal for Leagues Cup. Now, I had heard already that that's what they were saving it for. What sucks is, and I believe that Inter Miami will get out of the group stage. But hypothetically, let's say they don't get out of the group stage. That means you got first right refusal for one game all season. That's it. Because Champions Cup, you don't get it. There is no U.S. Open Cup. And then you get one Leagues Cup game right now. That's it. So we'll see. So one game, we might get first right refusal. And if for some reason we don't get it passed out of the group stage, or for some reason we don't get a home game after that, that's it. You got it for a whopping one game. So I guess that's better than nothing.
Well, and you know, that kind of goes back to an image that I saw online. I wish I could have pulled it up. I don't know if you have it handy or not, but there was an image that I saw online, and it was kind of like showing you the brackets of when you get your season tickets, what benefits you get. And you got a lot of check marks on for this package, check marks for this package.
I
have
a lot of people put that up, but I don't have that up right now, yeah.
And Joe Kerr, I imagine, has to have that. So I'm just going to take 100%. A peek. Yeah, I'm going to take a peek into Joe Kerr's Twitter account. I refuse to call it
X. Over the other stuff you haven't gotten it?
Yeah, and I want to see, because, I mean, there's so many things on that, honestly, people are not getting. People are not getting the benefits that they supposedly were going to be getting. Boom. I found it. I will be sending it to myself immediately. And I'm going to post it up in just a second.
A meet and greet, which we didn't get. I believe it was a preseason training that we were supposed to attend? I don't think we got that. First right of refusal. Well, I mean, I guess they can say that they gave it to us. Now they're going to give it to us for this one Leagues Cup game. So we got that. And I don't know what else was on there, but I felt like those were the big ones that people were waiting for and just did not get.
Well, I mean, there's a lot. There's a lot here. There's a lot to unpack, to be honest. And I feel like the organization has done a really poor job in executing really some of the benefits that people should be getting with their season ticket packages. And I'm really trying to send this shit to myself and it's not going through for some reason. Give me just read it out.
What haven't we gotten?
So, I mean, there's a lot. There's a lot here.
Okay.
There's so much. I mean,
the font is going to be too small for us to read anyway, probably. If I'm remembering that correctly, it's not going to translate well to on screen. So just read it out. What are the main ones that we haven't got?
Hold on. I downloaded it right now and I am going to put it. Sorry about this technical difficulty / poor production, guys. Joe Kerr, I just want to shout you out, brother. You are fucking awesome. You are awesome. I am putting this up, and yes, just like you expected, it is a very small font, but we're putting it up for those of you. So
you're just gonna end up reading it anyway.
So you have for those of you on audio, it shows what you get if you are a regular season ticket holder. and if you are a premium season ticket holder. So as a regular season ticket holder, you get 17-pack MLS games. You get the Apple TV MLS season pass, which, by the way, I checked with my rep. I thought you get Apple for both for each seat, but you only get it for both for your season ticket package.
Why would they give you two?
Flexible, I don't know. I asked. Flexible payment plan, yeah. Pre-sale and or discounts to other Drive Pink events. Parking priority and member pricing. I don't know about parking priority, I guess.
So far, they've given us everything, Chris.
Yeah, discount on food and bevs. Discount on IMCF merchandise. 10% discount on IMC Foundation merch. Exclusive IMCF member loyalty program. I don't know what that is.
That's that little thing that you go and you scan your thing.
You get a chance to win two tickets to an away game. And that's it.
That's so we've gotten everything.
I guess.
So what are we complaining about?
But hold on, because let me see this premium package. It says Lodge Midfield, Northwest Club, and VIP field seats. The only difference with that package is that you get food and beverage included, and you get your stupid license plate voucher, which I'm actually going to look that up because you guys got to step it the fuck up.
Well, look, I told Chris not to put up this because it was going to be impossible to read, but he refused, and he put it up anyway. And look, Mike V saying that it's killing his eyes. And all I think Chris really did was just tell us that Inter Miami isn't doing a poor job because apparently we got everything that they promised.
So, I don't know about that, man.
I mean, from what you just said, it sounds like we got everything. So, all right. Well, thank you, Chris. Now I'm never going to be able to complain again because – apparently, I'm complaining about nothing. All right. Go ahead.
No, I mean, listen, I thought that we would get first right of refusal. I know that I saw that somewhere. Unless maybe I grabbed the wrong one. Joe, if you're there, save me from drowning.
He's not there. He would have popped up already from Greece. No, man, that's it. You messed up. That's it. Now, the first right of refusal, I do remember getting that in its own email, if that's what you're talking about. But look, it listed it perfectly, and we've got everything. So I guess we just got to stop complaining. They've given us everything we needed. All right.
Well, no, I want to keep complaining. Just one more complaint, guys. First of all, like and subscribe if you're still hanging out with us. It's much appreciated. And second of all, this right here, guys, you guys got to step it up and get your Inter Miami plate right here, right? We have 1,179 plates sold. We're still missing 1,821. What are you guys doing? Nobody's getting their license plate? I've been waiting for mines. You guys got to get a license plate. There. I'm done complaining.
Now, this person's asking, wait, quick question. Does the perks of those memberships include autograph events? Now, I thought they did. Chris didn't read that off, but I thought that it did. But whether it did or didn't, I promise you that you're not going to get anywhere near Messi. He's not going to be at that event. So, even if we were to get that, just be happy with Cremita, because I'm sure we'll get Cremita, but we're not going to get Messi.
Well, and the last event that we had for autographs, it was really good. I mean, I wish that they would have sort of parsed the time better because everybody joined the Joseph and the Campana line. But now that we got Messi, you can kiss any autograph session goodbye. Like, there's absolutely no way that that's going to happen. It's like I told you guys in one episode a while ago, you're going to see Messi in a bubble in the middle of the field. Nobody's going to get near that guy.
Mm-hmm. All right. So let's get on to if you were stuck around and you saw the thumbnail, we said missing Messi. I think we should get into it. Now, a lot of people were talking about the fact that if Messi would have played on Saturday, that they would have won. And obviously, I get a lot of crap. And I got a lot of crap because I felt like this game would have ended up a lot like the Galaxy game. Because in that Galaxy game, Messi, Suarez, a lot of them just weren't getting the touches. You just couldn't get the ball to Messi or anybody up top. And because of that, we drew, But that's because the Galaxy blew a few chances. They should have been up 2-3-0. And with one goal, we still would have lost 3-1. But regardless, Messi magic, we still end up with a point. I started thinking about it. Go ahead, Chris.
No, I wanted to mention. No, keep going, but I'll get to my point. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, the more I think about it, whenever Messi's on the pitch, I feel like we just cannot lose. No matter how bad the game is. And to that point, I'm sure that the players feel that way also. Mainly because whenever he has played, they haven't lost. I was looking into the numbers. Those are, like, you can't deny that. So I was looking into it. Last year, he played 14 games for us. He started 12 of them. Of those 12 starts, there was only one loss. And again, we keep bringing it up. It was that last game of the year against Charlotte, in Charlotte, on turf, where it looked like he just played just to appease the fans because it was the last game of the year, and he just wanted people to be happy because he showed up, which I understood. We lost that game 1-0. Not a big deal. It didn't matter whether we won or lost. Outside of that, whenever Messi started last year, we did not lose. In 14 games, he had 11 goals, 5 assists. That means he had 16 goal contributions in 14 games. That is incredible. Then you go to this year. This year, we've lost 2 games. How many of those has Messi played? None of those losses. He's played in 5 games. We've won 3 of those, and we've drawn twice. In those 5 games, he has 5 goals and 2 assists. In those 5 games, Inter Miami has scored 13 goals, and the opponents have scored 4 goals. That's 13-4 in those 5 games. Now, again, I still think that Saturday would have been very difficult to win the way it played out with us missing Redondo and Gomez. But to that point, when Messi plays, we do not lose. So after watching Saturday's game, do I think Messi would have changed it? Maybe. I still think that midfield would have been really difficult to get past. But, man, every time Messi plays, we just don't lose.
Well, and I want to kind of piggyback off of that and off of Bruno's comment here. He says Messi brings some kind of energy that energizes everyone around him. Absolutely. It's like what Danny said. The people in the people in the locker room with him are thinking, we can't lose with him. We can't lose with Messi. Now, one of the things where I give a lot of credit to people that believe that we would have won or the outcome would have been different with Messi is because obviously I feel like Messi would have made an early difference. And so that would have kept the game in a different pace versus where Red Bulls had a little bit more confidence, a little bit more control because they know that the midfield is not so cohesive without Messi. So I think that if we would have had Messi, I think the outcome would have been different. I don't know if we would have won, but the one thing that I do got to give a lot of people credit for is that people think that if we would have gotten Messi and if we would have had Messi, it would have been an early start, more positive start for us, maybe a goal. And it changes it up. Instead of being down 1-0, we're up 1-0. That changes the pace of the whole game.
Right. And my mouse isn't working, so I couldn't bring it up. But Mike V put up a point saying, we need to win without Messi, though. Like, this team is going to play enough games without Messi that they need to be able to win. And Saturday, I'm sorry, the Red Bulls were undermanned. We still had we had more regular starters playing than the Red Bulls did. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, I thought we got outcoached, and I'll keep going with the Tata thing in a second, but I think it was inexcusable, not just to lose, but to lose in the way we did. Messi or not, you cannot lose 4-0 against an undermanned Red Bulls team when you have the players that you have at your disposal. And I understand, again, the midfield, I felt like we win our games through the midfield, we lose our games through the midfield a lot of times, but... Man, that was disappointing.
Well, it's definitely disappointing. And the worst part about it is that, like what Mike V mentioned, you have to learn to win without Messi. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that Tata's learned that yet. And Tata is like a seasoned coach. So I know that you don't want to – I don't know if you want to get to Tata already, but, like, Tata failed us big time.
Yes, I agree. Because big that's time. When I feel like, and I don't want to.
Unacceptable by AZ Rebellion. Unacceptable.
Tata has to figure out how to win without Messi.
Yes.
Right? People didn't want to give him credit for the way he handled the team during League's Cup, even though I thought because he was constructing the team as they went along, I thought he needed to get some credit, right? Because if they win, it's not because of Tata. When they lose, it is because of Tata. So I think that that's unfair. I think that that's very unfair. But I do think that when Messi doesn't play, Tata needs to figure some stuff out. And I felt like he hasn't done that, especially we have to give up on this three in the back. And I get that we have won games with three in the back. It has happened. But we haven't looked convincing with those games with three in the back. When have we looked our best? We looked our best against Orlando when we had four in the back. We played against Nashville, beat them 3-0. We played four in the back. We look our best when we have four in the back, not three in the back. And for us to be undermanned, and I get it, they were also undermanned, and I still think we should have won, but we shouldn't be coming out three in the back. Robert Taylor is one of our most creative players. If you are lacking creativity in the midfield, put a creative player, a skillful player in the midfield like Robert Taylor instead of Gressel. Gressel's the best when he's out wide, playing out in the right wing or right wing back, whatever. Why is he up the middle? I don't think that he has done well when he's in the middle.
Well, and I want to mention a comment here, but before I mention the comment that I really want to get to, Skyler's mentioning if we lose to NYCFC, I'll stop watching Inter Miami. Skyler, don't do it, buddy. Don't do it, okay? Stick with us. But now, Adarsh, you've become a strong this show. I got to give you credit. I got to give you a pound, bro. I got to give you a pound. You're saying, guys, yes, we can blame Tata, but these players should also be blamed for the loss. But Adarsh, I want to bring something up to you, buddy. Because this is the starting 11 right here that I'm putting up. And just like Danny mentioned, you got Robert Taylor, one of the most creative and probably one of the faster players, playing a right back position behind someone who has more experience playing the right wing back position. Now, you want players to play better, Adarsh, but how are you going to expect your players to play better when you're misplacing your players in positions where they shouldn't be at? I mean, we have, Noah Allen is playing the left center back. That's already a disadvantage there because of his size, right? His speed makes up for it, but his size, forget about it. You have Dos Santos, who's a backup goalie. So you have Noah Allen, that's the part of the wall in front of Dos Santos. And then you got Taylor playing the right wing back with Gressel, who's a worse defender, apparently, than Taylor. Taylor's not a defender, and he's a better defender than a person who is supposedly better at defending. Look, but then Tata puts him in the middle of the field.
And I've said this time and time again, and I think Chris agrees. Tata's forgotten more football than we've ever learned. So, yes, he does know a lot. But sometimes I feel like there's some stuff that just doesn't make sense to me. And I feel like he needs to get some criticism for this. I mean, Gressel at right wing back to me makes sense. So, I don't know. And then for those of you talking about NYCFC coming up, we're going to preview that game on Thursday. We'll have somebody on here to help us preview it. But if you guys weren't aware, NYCFC is one of the worst teams in the league right now. They've played 5 games. They've only scored 3 goals in those 5 games. They've given up seven. Yeah, they have not looked good. So we should be able to beat that team without Messi if necessary, just like we did with DC United, because DC United also wasn't necessarily a great team. So you got to start figuring out how to win games without Messi, because Messi needs to be prioritized for the Champions Cup. Champions Cup is on April 3rd. So I much prefer saving Messi and making sure that he's 100% for the Champions Cup game against Monterrey than bringing him on for an NYCFC game that this team should be able to win without Messi, because NYCFC is one of the worst teams in the league right now.
I want to mention something, because I see a comment here saying that Tata will be gone by Michael. Tata will be gone if he keeps losing games like last week. Listen, Michael, he can go and shit on David Beckham's desk in the Inter Miami office and he's not losing his job.
I disagree.
Literally take a papa squat and shit on his table.
I disagree.
He's not losing his job. He can shit on on his desk and the Moss Brothers desk. He's not losing his job.
No, I think you're wrong.
Guys, and you know what? Yes or no, right now. Right now, yes or no in the chat. Everybody needs to chime in. 140 people that you guys are watching, like and subscribe if you have it. But yes or no, he loses his job if he shits on David Beckham's desk. Yes or no? Quick,
some people saying Zidane. I think you're crazy. Zidane isn't going to go from winning UEFA Champions Cup, Champions League titles over there with Real Madrid to come. As much as I love Inter Miami and as much as I love the MLS, I don't think Zidane's coming to coach over here. But you know who I do think would come, which I do not want to come? I think Xavi would come. He is the fifth Barca boy, and I think he would come and coach the team. I absolutely do not want to see that, but that I 100% do think could happen and would happen if Tata goes ahead and let's say he loses to Monterrey. And let's say Messi misses a couple more games and they keep losing these 3-0 games and they look poor. Because you could lose a game where where you lose on a late goal or something like that. But if you lose the way you lost just now, I'm sorry. I think he has to go. But, and I absolutely do not want Xavi. He did a horrible job with Barca. I do not want him over here. And please, no, I do not want Xavi on this team.
This is can you put Florida Man's comment up? This is a great answer. Depends on the texture. That's amazing.
No. And there's absolutely no way Jose Mourinho is going to coach Messi. Mourinho gets into it with all his players. You think Messi's going to put up with that? That's not happening. Mourinho would. Messi is not going to okay that.
And by the way, Jean is mentioning Messi brings him. He won't lose his jobs. I finally agree with Chris. It's a good thing you agreed with me, buddy. And off topic, Gene, I think that you're the guy that does Creole teaching. If you are, you need to DM me because I'm trying to learn Creole. So that's just a side thing.
Ça passe.
Kijanouye. So listen, you guys are bringing up a bunch of people for like replacements, but like he's not losing his job. He's not losing his job at all. He's not going to lose his job. He's part of the Messi package. You're going to touch a guy that's involved in the Messi deals?
Well, Messi, he was with Messi in Barcelona and his ass went away also. It's not like Messi made him stay in Barca. Or, Barca, huh?
I don't know, man. No. That's touchy.
Bring Nick Saban. All right. Are we done with the Messi talk? We need Messi.
I mean, I think
we don't lose. I feel confident against Monterrey if he plays. And man, the confidence that I feel when Messi's on there, I'm sure the players feel the same way also. So, yeah, Messi is a definitely big time difference maker. As always, he's the goat.
I mean, look, but that's. That's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
Beckham to coach?
All right. So let's see. All right. Now, next week, here are rumors that Cremita might be ready to go for Saturday's game. I think Negri might finally get on the pitch because he didn't get on the pitch against the Red Bulls because obviously the game was lost. He's coming off of an injury. I think he gets on the pitch on Saturday. How are you feeling if we get Cremita back with Negri? I think all of a sudden, Cremita helps our midfield all of a sudden.
Well, I think Cremita, I mean, depending on how he's coming back, right? I mean, hopefully he can be able to make an impact. And if there's, I guess, any time to do it, it would be now. I mean, I don't know because David Ruiz has been like Ben on Krem. The uptick. Yes.
Cremita, a.k.a. Ben Krem. Yes.
Yeah. And so David Ruiz has been on the uptick, right? And I felt like in the beginning of the season, it's either one or the other that's going to kind of come out on top. And and like Ben Krem, like he was hitting pretty well before he got injured. And David Ruiz has taken full advantage. I mean, I'm not trying to make it out to be like Ben Krem versus David Ruiz, but, you know, that's going to be a little tasty story there.
And Weigand, I would hope that he can get his paperwork and everything figured out. Now that it's been over a week, maybe we'll see him on Saturday also. I mean, from here to Thursday when we have our preview episode, I hope we have more clarity on that. But if we have Weigand at right back, all of a sudden you can play four in the back again. If you can get Cremita in the middle next to, I don't know, let's say Sunderland and Busquets, and then you have Taylor up top with Suarez and Campana or something along those lines. I haven't really thought about it. I'm here spitballing. But I think Weigand being available to play right back would be a game changer for us. You could have, I'm trying to think right here in the midfield, you could have Sunderland, Cremita, and Busquets in the middle, and you have Gressel at right wing, Taylor at left wing, and Suarez up top at the striker position, and then you bring Campana on if he's healthy, 60, 65th minute. I mean, I think you have a decent squad there. I mean, the midfield, I felt like what was horrible on Saturday. Cremita, I think, can make a world of difference if he's healthy enough to play.
Listen, and Yuta Yakumar is mentioning Ruiz, Ben Krem, Weigand. We have solid depth. I mean, and then Negri, if he comes back and he's in full form, that's another huge depth piece that we have. Also, Ian Frey. We still don't know what's going on with Ian Frey. Hopefully, we can get him back.
Yeah, I would love to get Ian Frey, but...
Oh, I mean, what a coincidence. And he brings him right up.
Yeah. Well, he said Freire, not
Ian Freire. Oh, well, my fault.
Yeah, but Freire, hopefully, is healthy for Saturday. Because if we get Freire back in the back four... With Avilés, yeah, you did. Sergio Roberto coming in the summer, I don't think so. But thank you for the transition, Mr. Krabs. Give me one second, Chris. I'm gonna get off the screen a second.
Yeah, it's okay. And listen, Sergio Roberto coming in the summer, I'm pretty sure Danny is excited to talk about that. What about Freire? I'm not excited to talk about Freire because. Fuck that guy. He's going to be my new fuck that guy. I don't want anything to do with Freire. All right. Diego Gomez, he's good in my book. Okay. I'll take Diego Gomez. You guys wanted me to stop with the Diego Gomez hate. Here it is. I'm done with the Diego Gomez hate. Now it's on to Freire. Freire, what have you done for me lately? You're a nobody and you're done. You literally... So many people told us negative things about this player, Freire, and now is when you're starting to see him. He's literally crumbling like a box of Legos, this guy. And yes, Mitch, Diego is officially out of the doghouse. Official. That is official tissue. He's out of the doghouse. I will be getting a jersey of him, hopefully. And... And Yuri Yakumar is mentioning Freire merch coming soon. I don't know about if there's any new merch coming soon. Hopefully there is. We're going to have to talk to Danny and his wife so that way they can get working on that. By the way, guys, if you guys could check out the BatterFans.com store because him and his wife do an amazing job with some of the stuff that we got on there. So if I were you guys, buy some early Christmas presents, okay? Easter's coming up. Buy an Easter present for yourself just for shits and giggles. Here's a good question, though, by Minge Muncher. First of all, this name, Minge Muncher 88. Your picture looks like 1988, so I give you kudos with that. And Minge Muncher has to be one of the top five usernames I've ever seen in my whole life. I've never seen a better top five name than that one. But your question is also great along with your name. Why does Avilés get a pass? He's been shit. You're right. Avilés lately has been shit. And especially in the last game against the Red Bulls, you could tell that he just can't take the pressure. And this is another great question by Mr. Krabs saying, what the heck is a minge? You don't want to know what a minge is, Mr. Krabs. I don't even know what a minge is, and I don't want to know. Leave it to your imagination to what a minge is. Okay? And Pablo, you're on it. Yes, Minj Muncher is the best name by far. And Messi wearing a wig. It's not just any wig, though, Mr. Krabs. Okay? Don't get it twisted. That is a 90s wig. It actually looks like, if you guys look closely at the picture, it looks like he's wearing the Woody costume from Toy Story. Is that a Woody costume that he's wearing? I mean, Danny's probably listening to me on the headphones like, what the fuck is this guy talking about? Toy Story? I mean, that's awful. Minj, hold on. Mr. Krabs is here breaking it down, all right? We got the crack staff on it. Minj is a British taboo and slang term for a woman's genitals or pubic hair. So Danny's gotta be like killing himself right now, listening to me in the headset. And it is actually Messi wearing a wig. So I wonder if it's a real picture of him wearing a wig. So. You know what, Darsh? It must be hard to run the show alone. I mean, not really. You guys are the fucking best. You guys in the chat, you guys make it so much funner to be able to do this show, not just me by myself, but also with Danny, because you guys are literally like the lifeline. And that's why we love bringing up the comments and stuff, because you guys, sometimes you guys get way more creative. You guys get involved and get us into a groove where we move into another topic, because maybe your topics are better than what we're talking about. And it kind of gets everybody involved and everybody in sync with what it is that we're talking about. So hard to run the show alone, Adarsh, not at all, man. With you guys and with Danny listening to me in his headset doing whatever he's doing right now, it's fun. So... And Stancy, thank you so much for the shout out. Yes, it's not hard. I do interact with the chat a lot. That's probably one of my downfalls, though, to be honest. Danny gets really mad because he sees that I'm literally getting sunk in like quicksand because of you guys in the chat. So there's that. So as I cough, and I'm not going to, you know what, Pablo, we're going to do a movie talk show at some point. Because I do think that doing like an off-topic show would be phenomenal. And I think that it would actually be phenomenal. Now, Mike V is mentioning, my wife just asked if Danny is drawing a house, like that episode where he was bragging about his house drawing skills and literally left to draw a house. I'm the guy that went to go draw a house, okay? I went to go draw the house, and it was a beautiful house. I put birds in that bitch, too. I put a fucking chimney. There's no chimneys in Miami. And I put that shit. And I just didn't have enough time to do the fence. So it would have been beautiful. It would have been a beautiful, beautiful picture. Okay. And you know what? Yuri Yakumar is mentioning start with Kung Fu Panda 4. I would leave that to Danny, because Danny said he was super disappointed with Kung Fu Panda 4. As a matter of fact, you know what? Oh, man, but I can't leave the screen. I got to wait till Danny gets here. Talking about movies, you know what? We're already just chilling. Hold on. Let me go. I'm going to roll over for a second. Don't mind me, guys. I'm just moving some furniture. I'm going to grab something real quick. Oh, man, this is off the rocker here. Okay, guys. So look at what I just bought. I went to Target this past weekend, and look at what I just got. Boom, 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 boom. Jumanji. You guys remember Jumanji, the movie? This game is phenomenal. If you guys have kids or even with your friends, this game, you guys have to buy it. It's on sale at Target. I'm not a sponsor for Target or anything. We're not sponsored by Target or anything like that. But this game right here, it is phenomenal. No, I'm not going to open that. No, I'm not opening it, Pablo, because if I open it, then that's it. I'm done. I'm done. So I'm not opening it. Nope. All right. So let's talk. I'm not throwing the dice. For those of you who are on it, man. I was watching the original earlier this week on Saturday, and it was phenomenal. Now the Galactic Prophet is actually mentioning here. Did you guys already discuss about Messi comments of him saying he will play the final games for Miami. I'm actually not sure kind of like what you're referring to as far as like him playing the final games for Miami. Are you talking about like the final games of the season? Because if that's the case, I mean, I didn't hear any sort of comments of him referring to anything at the end of the season. I do know that he's probably going to be playing against Monterrey, and I think that it's going to be better if he plays against Monterrey. Who cares if he's going to play NYCFC? NYCFC sucks. I mean, Red Bulls, I guess we could have said the same thing, but like their defense is a lot more solid. So Danny probably did eat too much Mr. Krabs, and he probably is going to have to use the restroom. So we're going to have to see about that. So, guys, I think it has gotten to the point where I am gas bagging a little too much, guys. And we got the Spanish show to do, guys. If you guys speak the Espanol, then go ahead and jump over to at 10 o'clock with Battered Herons and Espanol with myself, Daniel Solana, and with El Boss, Xavier, and we're also going to be having on a guest. So if you guys do want to go ahead and join us at 10 o'clock, we're going to be doing the Spanish show. And, you know, I wish I'd asked Danny his last thoughts, but I don't think that he's going to come back on time. So, guys, thank you guys so much for hanging into the chat. You guys are literally the best part of the entire show. For those of you that are listening on audio, thank you for listening through the whole way. Leave a 5 stars, comment, Danny, you suck. Like and subscribe on any sort of audio platform or whatever the case is. Again, I can't thank you guys enough in the chat. You guys are fucking fantastically amazing. You guys are literally the bloodline of the show. So kudos to you guys. Thank you guys for tuning in and for hanging out with us. 145 Kratbol, Florida man. Yep, you're on it. And Rohan, until the next one. Yes, Adarsh. Thank you guys. Guys, again, thank you guys so much for hanging into the chat. And we'll catch you on the next one. If you're not going to listen to the Spanish one, we'll catch you this Wednesday. We're going to be going live again, and then we'll be breaking down the game on Thursday. So until the next one, have a good one. Later.